From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading David Crockett, Hero of the Common Man, by William Groneman III. Now let's begin with David Crockett. Foreword. The life of David Crockett, the prototypical legend in his own lifetime, is a practical lesson on why the first duty of the historical writer is to separate truth from fiction. Can never be entirely successful. His life has been so emboldened by himself and those who later recorded it with color added that black and white facts have faded to gray or disappeared altogether in the 170 years since he died. Crockett himself was responsible for much of this dilemma. As a junior congressman from Tennessee, he built somewhat assiduously a reputation as a babe from the woods, a wag of the canebrakes, a close friend of what he called ardent spirits, a lackadaisical backwoods character living by a simple motto, be always sure you're right, then go ahead. His life, as he fashioned it, was a convincing and enduring mixture of tall tale and half-truth, leavened by the occasional fact. Even the French writer-politician, Alexis de Tocqueville, a shrewd observer, could not peer beneath the superficialities. He saw Crockett in Washington in 1831 and was horrified that such a specimen could have risen to so high a station as the halls of Congress. 2 years ago, the Frenchman wrote, the inhabitants of the district of which Memphis is the capital sent to the House of Representatives an individual named David Crockett, who has no education, can read with difficulty, has no property, no fixed residence, but passes his life hunting, selling his game to live, and dwelling continually.